Drunk drivers could soon face new legal problems in Los Angeles. A motion was introduced in the LA City Council this past week that would allow the city to permanently confiscate the cars of anyone arrested for driving under the influence. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
In Los Angeles, drunk drivers are severely fined and sometimes sent to jail. But losing your car in a city as car-dependent as this one, that would be punishment.
The slogan we are adopting is that if you drink and drive, you lose your ride.
Greg Smith is a member of the city council, and it was his idea to allow police to confiscate the cars of people they stop for driving drunk.
The drunk driver is the person who causes the problem, but it is the car that really causes the damage. The car becomes the instrument of the crime. And so we're going to take away the instrument of the crime just as we take away a gun from a felon.
Though drunk driving accidents have been declining in Los Angeles, there have been 7,500 of them in the past 3 years, killing about 100 people. Smith cites a government study showing that crashes caused by driving under the influence decreased by as much as 38% when drivers' cars were impounded. And Smith doesn't want to just impound their cars. He wants to auction them off and use the money for police department alcohol education programs. The problem with the plan is that it's not constitutional, according to University of Southern California law professor Erwin Chemerinsky.
It would take away cars from individuals before they'd been convicted of any crime. I have no problem if somebody's been convicted of drunk driving, of punishing them harshly, even taking their vehicle away. But I do have a problem with taking the vehicle away before somebody's been convicted, because in our legal system, people are presumed innocent until they've been convicted.
But the vehicle confiscation wouldn't actually be a criminal punishment, counters L.A. City Attorney Rocky Delgadillo. It would be a civil penalty.
Where we determine that the vehicle is an instrument of a nuisance in our community, driving under the influence, that's a violation of the penal code. So it might have been the same incident, but there are two separate actions that we are bringing.
From a constitutional perspective, that makes it even worse, says Chemerinsky.
That means that all of the protections in the criminal justice system, like the requirement for proof beyond a reasonable doubt, don't have to be met in the civil justice system. And the reason I'm concerned about that is the government really is taking a criminal punishment and trying to accomplish it through civil means.
The city of Los Angeles, however, would just be applying an existing penalty to a new crime. In the past 6 months, L.A. has taken away more than 100 cars from people busted for narcotics, soliciting prostitution, illegal dumping, and drag racing. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.